items and then move into the regular calendar. If you're here to speak on a regular calendar item, we typically allow people 3 minutes. You're certainly just need to give us your name. You don't need to give us your address. If you're a lobbyist for an organization, let us know that, please. We do not typically allow public demonstrations in the council unless it's to celebrate someone or something. So we'd like to give each of us a chance to have our say. So if you agree with someone and want to demonstrate that, wave your hand or something. But we want to make sure that we keep decorum in the chamber and that people of all points of view are allowed to give their points of view without feeling pressured. We'll take the communications items first, then we'll deal with our consent calendar, then the time certain item, and then the remainder of the calendar. So welcome. Let's start with communications, please.
Item 940, request of Barry Joe Stahl to address council regarding cannabis research at the Wapato Jail.
Barry here? There he is, yes. Good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to start by touching base with my plant I brought in here, the poinsettia sylvia. Sylvia is doing well. Sylvia is in a container I modeled after my friend's patented design, called it an easy grower, but essentially it's a bucket system and has a wick. And about a month ago, I watered the container, and through the wonders of science and capillary action, Sylvia in the soil that Sylvia is in kind of takes care of herself. Paul Middleton, who had that patent, actually had inside this apartment here, it's still vacant, by the way, I'm not very happy with that. I had his patent number within my research in that apartment. Paul Middleton had a form of my condition from a spinal cord injury, and I could tell if he had pot by whether he was in a wheelchair or not. And unlike the new kids, marijuana wasn't always legal, and he got busted, and he committed suicide. So I'm talking about a very serious thing when my personal friend has to make a choice between killing himself to rid himself not only of the pain he's going to endure in custody, but to shed his wife from the burden of their house being seized in a civil forfeiture. I take this very, very serious. So the apartment that I was illegally evicted from is vacant right now. I want you to do something about it. Stop being a chicken. She's making a fool of you, Mayor. She says there's not enough funding for affordable housing. This is a nonprofit. They have a fiveplex that's vacant today with people living across the street. So that's the corruption that I've been thumping around inside the jail for, because I draw attention to it. I was arrested for criminal trespass at the Bureau of Labor and Industry Civil Rights Division, found not guilty at trial. I was arrested at Lewis and Clark College, where they scoured my head on the paving stones. I was found not guilty on that. I was arrested at the Central Precinct Lobby, found not guilty at trial. Okay, so people don't like me talking about cannabis because it's a great therapeutic option. And what I would like us to do is to all calm down and be a little bit rational and stop letting the criminals run the show. I expect there to be a call to Maxine Fitzpatrick today, Mayor, asking why that apartment is vacant, because they've committed, at the very least, insurance fraud, which is actionable, and you can prosecute that. So that being said, there's a new study out, and it talks about the options for chronic pain. And the quote that I'll leave you with is, "The treatment of chronic pain represents a significant unmet therapeutic need, and the fact that we're paying $1,000 a business day to mothball the Wapato Jail when we could have that be one of the legal places where the federal government approves us to do cannabis research." That's why I'm here today. I'm not here to complain about all the dozens of times that I will face arrest for standing up for these issues, because I do get a little upset, and for good reason. So let's do something about the fact that the conditional use permit that the City of Portland authorized to have that property even be constructed, you'll recall you were on the council in those days in the mid-90s, let's do something and turn the swords into plowshares. Thank you for my time today.
Thank you. Thanks very much, Barry.
And I really expect some action on this.
What paper is that? What
it's the Portland Observer. I've already given your office a copy. I will touch bases on them on that issue today.
Good. Thank you.
But, yeah, this is criminal. What she's doing is actually shameful.
Appreciate you calling.
All right.
To our
thank you.
Thank you.